During his 40-year career, John Stevens has enjoyed a solo career. He was the lead singer of INXS following the death of Michael Hutchence, lead singer of Noiseworks, and was a member of the Jesus Christ Superstar cast. Over the years, John has worked alongside some awesome people like John Farnham, Ian Moss, Kate Sobrano, and Adam Brand, and he joins us now. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. What do you do after an intro like that?
Oh, you know, thank you for the lovely intro. It's certainly the 40 years, when you say, oh, yeah, 40 years, it's like, where did that go?
Yes.
But, you know, look, it's been a really interesting life. It's been, you know, had its ups and downs like everybody. But, you know, music's been the constant source of everything, of inspiration in life. For me, it's just the kept me alive all these years, I suppose.
Well, yeah. I've seen you perform a couple of times. One time was here in Lonnie at Festivali a few years ago. Mm. I also saw you in Jesus Christ Superstar in Brisbane many years ago. I know. So I'm probably nearly as old as you, John. But, of course, it is the Noiseworks and INXS Collection Tour. We can see you here at the Princess Theatre on the 11th of September. What a great idea, putting the two bands' music together.
Yeah, you know what? It was actually Andrew Farris's idea. Mm-hmm. Andrew is the keyboard player and chief songwriter for INXS.
Yes.
And he came to one of my shows, I think we were in Newcastle, and he drove down from where his farm is and came. I walked in backstage, and there was Andrew and his wife sitting there going, "Okay, John." Like, drinking the rider, of course.
Of course.
The red wine is half cut. And anyway, I hadn't seen him for a few years, you know, quite a few years. And anyway, he hung out, watched the show, and then after the show, he just said, "John, you've got to play more INXS," because I only played a couple of INXS songs at that point.
Yeah.
He said, "You've got to play more INXS songs in your show. You're the only person that can, you know, do these songs justice. And, you know, really, it's what you really need to do that, put a show around, you know, INXS and Noiseworks." And I went, "What a great idea." INXS, well, you know, they're just massive. All around the world, and their songs, you know, the time I spent with them traveling around the world, touring, you know, for the years that I was with them.
Yes.
It was pretty amazing. I mean, we, you know, I played Wembley with them, you know, I played like, you know, the big, like, you know, 20, 30,000.
Wow.
You know, like huge.
Yeah.
In South America, huge. And, you know, it was pretty amazing stuff.
Hey, John, what was it like taking over from the late Michael Hutchence as lead singer of INXS? That must have been hard. Mm.
Not really, because we're all mates.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
I was a friend. We were all friends. We'd all worked together before. We'd all hung out together. So, you know, it was one of those things where it was like a natural fit, you know.
And sure.
Certainly, you know, Michael had, you know, committed suicide. You know, my brother, who was the same age as Michael, had committed suicide six months prior.
Oh, gee.
So I knew exactly what those guys were going through emotionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we had that sort of in common, obviously, and that, and, you know, I love their music, I love the band, love the guys.
Yeah.
It was just the most natural of fits, and, you know, it was only meant to be one show, actually, which we did in Melbourne. It was just for a bit of fun. They were doing some arena show with Tim Rice, Spectacular or something.
Yeah.
Where they were the backing band, and they got so bored. They just want to do a dirty rock and roll gig.
Yes.
They said, "John, what are you doing? You know, we want to, you know, do this gig in Melbourne." I think it was at, I can't remember the name of the place. But, you know, we had one rehearsal and learned 23 songs.
Wow.
And you know, I knew all the melodies, but I didn't know all the words, so I had to write out all the words.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sing karaoke style, but it was so great. And the first gig was so great. We did another one in Sydney, and that was so great. And then kind of, you know, a year later, it's kind of, I've still got the words in front of me. They said, "Hey, when are you going to throw those words away and learn the songs?" I said, "Well, when you guys rehearse, because you don't rehearse." So
John, we can look forward to it. I know a lot of my friends are going. They've been putting it up on Facebook going, "Fantastic, John Stevens is coming." It's the Princess Theatre, Saturday, September 11 at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at theatrenorth.com.au. It'll be great to have you back, John. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, guys. Cheers.